It was unseasonably warm as one corner of Triangle Park filled with hundreds of immigration reform supporters. Speakers chanted into a public address system, urging the crowd to join them.
Kentucky presente! Kentucky presente! Do it for my people, Jolo! Kentucky presente!
One of those speakers was 20-year-old Shaki Palacios. She told how she about reached the breaking point when she went to work, hoping to support her parents after they could find no substantial work. Palacio says support from her friends at school helped immensely.
All of my friends know I'm undocumented. They have never turned their back on me. In my own community, my own people have turned their back on me for fear of them getting deported because I could get them in trouble for speaking out about being undocumented.
In the crowd listening to Palacios was Miguel Contreras. Over two decades ago, he immigrated from the Dominican Republic. A legal citizen, Contreras doesn't believe Congress will act anytime soon on immigration reform.
A lot of Americans understand that situation, but the Congress, some of the Congress, all of them, they don't try to understand. They don't try to listen to the people. But I think they can do that at that time. They cannot agree never in anything, but I think it's the time to do that.
The rallies across the country coincide with bipartisan efforts in the U.S. Senate to reform the nation's immigration laws. One proposal under consideration would allow the children of undocumented workers to remain permanently in the United States. There were many flags and signs visible during the rally in Lexington. One read, "Latino vote counts," and another, "For you were once an immigrant." Lexington resident Janet Tucker sees a need for much broader legalization.
I'm for a world without borders, you know, I think we need to work toward that as best we can.
The immigration reform rally attracted some onlookers. David Middleton gazed upon the rally while leaning on a metal railing near Triangle Park. As long as undocumented workers seek employment, Middleton believes they should be allowed to stay in Kentucky.
On the whole, the immigrants come as young people who are working, and that's not a problem. That's a good thing. If there weren't jobs for them to fill, they would not be coming.
But Lexington Representative Stan Lee says such a policy is unaffordable. The Republican lawmaker has filed legislation on the state level designed to make Kentucky less attractive to undocumented workers. Lee maintains local and state governments can't afford to provide them with an education and social services.
That is a big factor. It certainly is a big cost. But now you add on top of that education cost. You add on top of that really is the loss of employment opportunities for people who are here legally. And that's obviously a huge number.
So far, Lee says Kentucky's General Assembly has chosen not to enact any immigration reform proposals. And the state legislator says action in the 2014 General Assembly session isn't likely unless it's reaction to any congressional movement on immigration. The Lexington immigration rally coincided with a national event in Washington, D.C. Organizers claim the Kentucky rally was one of 70 planned around the nation. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.